Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How are we doing this Sunday morning, fellas?
Chilling, all right?
You know what's funny, Joe?
You got your little brush over there.
Hey, man, you know, I gotta keep the waves right for everybody on the YouTube.
Hey, the waves, you know what I mean? That's a process.
Yeah.
For some people,
for me, it's God-given.
It's light work.
It's God-given.
Like, it's easy work.
My hair is very curly. See, the key to waves is your hair has to be curly. And that's what kind of gets, so my hair is naturally curly, so all I have to do is really cut it, and then it's good, you know. But when your hair isn't curly, then you have to do a lot of maintenance to it to make sure we're good. But I was going to say, like, we start the show, and Joe gives us a very energetic good morning, you know.
Yeah.
We don't talk like that before we start.
No.
Things are very, like,
we flip the switch, baby.
Joe's just telling me, man, it was a long night, like, I just, you know. Man,
Joe's wearing the same shirt this morning as he was yesterday.
Yeah.
Like that's how you know it was a long productive day yesterday.
It's a good day.
Yeah, that's what's up. But we never talk like that, and it's always real kind of dry and like it's almost 9 a.m. And then as soon as the red light goes on, good morning. I'm like, man, that's energy that I don't have sometimes.
I'm glad you're here. I don't know what I'm doing.
You got one of these Mountain Dew.
I'm blacked out right now.
Energy
honestly.
Drinks.
Yeah.
And the audacity of Mountain Dew to make an energy drink. If there is one soda that really didn't need to do anything to the actual product because it was full of energy in itself, it was probably Mountain Dew.
They needed to add more.
I guess.
Do love me some Mountain Dew.
What about a yellow, a mellow yellow?
A big mellow yellow fan.
Or Surge.
Do they Surge. Still sell mellow yellow? I miss Surge.
Surge is one of the...
They got mellow yellow still around. I've seen. Okay. I feel like I see them rarely, but I think they're still kicking.
Like if I went to Grocery Outlet Bargain Market, I'd probably see it there.
You might.
Possibly.
Surge is one of the greatest sodas ever invented. I don't care what anybody says. I was a huge Surge guy when it happened. And then there was a point where they were selling Surge for a dollar for a 20-ounce, especially in my neighborhood, killing the black neighborhood as much as possible. But we were buying them.
Loading them up on Surge.
Oh, my gosh, man. Surge was delicious.
Sugary sodas.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to bring the energy, man.
I love it, man. Somebody's got it.
It was a long night. Went to the Post Malone show.
White Iverson.
He played White Iverson.
When he started rapping, he was young.
Hey, dude, you're going to think about me when he's gone.
Man.
Yeah.
Saucing on y'all fools, man.
I hated
that song. Post Malone grew on me, and then he kind of went full country.
Yeah, so that was the first time, because I don't like country music, unless it's AI-generated or possibly Brooks and Dunn.
It's one of the greatest songs.
He did a whole country album. So last night was the first time I heard any of his country songs besides the I Had Some Help. You know that one?
I don't.
Don't think I can make this type of mess all by myself.
I don't. George nodded his head like he knows.
I'm
not familiar.
No, I've heard it. I'm not the hugest Post Malone fan.
I had some hell.
No.
Or somebody pour me a drink. Somebody bum me a smoke.
See, so I got that crap going through my head that's more
doesn't
poppy.
Doesn't do it for you?
No, I'm sorry. I don't. I mess with Jelly Roll. I like his voice. You know, Jelly Roll, he's a really, really good voice. So
about to get on a bus. Yeah. About to get on a road.
But other than that, I can't tell you I know any one of his songs.
Well, outside of those two country songs,
I've never chosen to listen to Jelly Roll. Can I add that, please?
Yeah, no, he's not really like big anymore, so he's kind of a jelly bite, if you will.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Does like, it matter? When,
listen, a jelly.
Yes, as a male performer, I honestly think it does. Like, I think it's part of the aesthetic of you,
oh,
like
God.
Everybody. No, listen. This is a well known fact.
The record label's like, hey, Jelly, your streaming numbers have gone down a bit ever since you've dropped a ton of weight.
It's something. It's something about the voice. It's a well known fact. Everybody knows, and ask any older person. Big Luther Vandross was better than skinny Luther Vandross. It was
big
just
Kevin
thing.
Love, way better than skinny Kevin Love.
Was he not?
Big CC Sabathia, bigger than skinny or tiny CC.
In all those cases, was it not the case?
It was.
I'm sure we can find some cases where people lost weight and was much better for them.
I don't know. Luca might suck. Now, if Luca comes out and he's less than what he was, because a lot of Luca's gift was the fact that he was just bigger than the other point guards he was playing against. But now that he's Slim Shady at this point, will he still be able to do all the stuff? Now, a lot of it, yes, but I'm just saying, I digress.
To Joe's point, really quickly, there was an instance very recently, Rebel Wilson, you know, the lady that was in Bridesmaids like 15 years ago, lost weight, is kind of
not funny out
as like a leading lady, but not really now. She was told by her agents, don't lose weight. You're the funny fat girl. You're going to lose work.
Melissa McCarthy.
And she actually did.
Melissa McCarthy tried to lose weight, didn't work, gained it back. Now she's funny again. Lizzo, Lizzo built her whole everything on body positivity.
Lizzo's right? Tiny now.
And she's so small now. Like, I mean,
they're all pissed.
Seriously, everything you were talking about, you went against. So again, bigger is sometimes better. Just sometimes.
Well, Jelly Roll, I don't care for his music. We shut up for like the last two songs of his performance anyways. But yeah,
it's cool though. Sounds like a fun night though.
Yeah, I mean, it was at Providence Park. Apparently, for some people, getting in the stadium was absolutely terrible. Like, had to wait like an hour.
Oh, packed house, though.
Or an hour and a half or something like that, which I don't know when or where that happened at, because we just walked up. I think Providence Park kind of, like, gave up on checking security, like, metal detectors at some point. That's like, we just walked in, and I took my hat off and then, you know, took everything out of my pockets. They're like, just go. Just go. I'm like, well,
oh, you look white enough. Come on in.
I'm like, all right. Sounds good. I saw plenty of my cowboy brethren in the building.
Oh, I could imagine so.
Because Post Malone is a Dallas Cowboys fan.
That sucks.
He's a notorious Dallas Cowboys fan. He's from the area, and he is a Cowboys fan. He's got a couple Dallas Cowboy lyrics. Always go. What does he say? Always go for it, never punt. Hail Mary, fourth down, Prescott, or something like that.
Just sounds like a terrible place over and over again. Don't go for it, never punt. That coach would be fired.
that's a mad lifestyle, right?
Yeah,
that's a mad lifestyle.
That's insane.
But it was one of those moments where, like, as much as I'm a dead inside Cowboy fan, when I saw other Cowboy fans last night, I was like, hey, baby, go Cowboys.
It's usually how it goes, man. Whenever you see your people.
Let's go, baby.
You know, because that's the one common thread that you might have, especially on this side of the country.
We got to stick together.
I know a lot of Cowboys fans, but not like, honestly, not a ton. Right?
I saw a whole family that was wearing Cowboys gear. A husband, wife, the two kids. I high-fived them all.
Oh, that looks so stupid.
So this is like acceptable garb to a Post Malone
concert. He is a notorious Cowboys fan.
I mean, I get that, but like, so we wear Cowboys. Okay.
I wore my Cowboys hat. Not a cowboy hat, my Cowboys hat.
Oh, are people so wearing stupid. Like Kansas City Chiefs garb and Travis Kelce jerseys now showing up to Taylor Swift?
I wouldn't
well,
be surprised.
Well, I'll say this. I'm going
all.
To the
probably not.
I'm going to Wu-Tang on Tuesday and I'm wearing a Boobie Miles jersey. So, I don't know, like
okay.
It's Texas, I guess, but
he can run, he can catch,
yeah.
He can paint your back porch, he can fill up the Gatorade cooler.
Yeah, Boobie Miles, man, one of the best characters ever.
Oh, and he can pass.
And he can pass. Man, his uncle loved him. Uncle loved Boobie Miles, man. So, it sounds like your night was pretty fun, Joe. Mine's was cool. I had a great day yesterday. I'll say that. Friday night, I took my younger sister.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Friday night, I took my younger sister who just turned 18, right, and just graduated high school. So we went to dinner. I took her to dinner.
Where'd you go?
Brasile Restaurante? I forget the name of the first word, but it was in Gresham.
Something Gabagool?
Yeah, Gabagool, right? It was a restaurant in Gresham, which I wasn't super, super excited about, but the food was actually really good. So I will give them that. But as we were leaving, I guess I...
Was that Amore, as they say?
Sure, I don't know Amore, but...
That's Amore?
I'm just joking.
I don't know Amore. I love it.
God. So I go and, you know, I stop at a store and everything. It's a liquor store. And after that, I can't find my ID. I can't find my my bank card. Everything is gone. I think I misplace it and it falls between the couch cushions or whatever the case is. I'm losing my ass trying to find it yesterday. And at one point I just give up. My wife is like, man, it's probably somewhere in the house. Don't worry about it. We'll find it. I'm at dinner yesterday at Matador, which is one of my favorite places to go.
Oh, clutch Mexican spot. Oh my God. Margaritas are just
especially
perfect
for happy hour. Like it's clutch.
Dare I say margaritas muy bien.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, indeed. I don't know how to say indeed in Espanol, but man, so
indeedo.
We're sitting at dinner and she gets a call and she was like, oh, here, you talk to him, and hands me the phone. She's like, hey, somebody on WTF Portland just posted a picture of your wallet and your ID and your bank card and said that they have it. And I'm like, what the hell? And then I'm like, great, because at least it's not totally lost and some jerk didn't take it and start swiping, you know, completely. But all of a sudden I get 50 text messages. I get like 100 messages on Facebook and all these things like, bro, are you good? What happened? Are you safe? I'm like, man, what's going on? Like, what happened? And then that's when I get more and more messages that, man, somebody has found my stuff and everything. But luckily, shout out to my guy, Chris, who found it, who's now a Facebook friend of mine. You know, he found it. And
now a like, P1 man, listener, right?
And I hope he's listening. I told him, I have a radio show. It's no big deal. But, you know, you can listen tomorrow morning if you have nothing to do. But he said he was going to church, you know. So he's a God-fearing man. So I appreciate him for finding it and coming through for your boy.
He didn't want to catch a sin.
All in my head, all I'm thinking about is, I got to cancel all these accounts and I got
to
redo my cards. And I always forget one.
Takes a long time.
And so then, like, Netflix is all of a sudden turned off. And I'm like, what the hell? And remembering I didn't change the card number to that one. So I'm so glad I don't have to do that. So shout out to him, man. And shout out to everybody who, you know, even people I didn't know were messaging me.
Including the Facebook page, Portland WTF.
Portland, man.
Gotta love that.
Thank you. Thank you guys, man. Like, I don't really use it, but I was getting messages from people that I don't even know. Like,
but
hey,
they
man,
care.
Have you seen somebody has your card? I'm like,
are you okay?
Thank you. And then I got a couple.
Blink twice if you need help.
Then I got a couple weird messages. Hey, handsome. I'm like,
hell yeah.
Okay.
Oh, let's go.
Some of them were dudes though.
Damn it.
Let's party.
I mean, I don't. I mean,
not that
hey,
there's anything wrong with
I
that.
I appreciate it, but you know, not interested. So yeah, man. But shout out to Portland for coming through for
should've
you.
Should have let him on. He should have been a little tease.
No, what are you doing? Ooh, yeah, WID.
Just kidding, not interested.
No, thank you, yeah.
Or drop the ASL.
You're not my type.
Yeah, right? No, I'm good. I appreciate
old
it.
Old AOL days, ASL.
Jeez.
I appreciate it, though.
Joe, I can't overlook that you said catch a sin. I need to focus on that for just a few seconds.
What?
You get a catch a sin?
How do you catch a sin?
I've never heard
that's what Jesus is saying. Catch this sin.
Catch this sin, man.
It's like catch this L,
yeah.
You know, but catch a sin. I'm surprised that hasn't been said at a church or something like that.
Oh, man.
I mean,
you don't do the Lord's bidding, you're going to catch this sin.
You're going to catch a sin.
You're going to catch a sin. I mean, it makes sense. It's easy to catch sins, you know. God. They're all around you.
Lust. It's easy to catch
it's
a sin.
It's easy to catch lust, right? It's easy to catch gluttony.
Do you covet that neighbor's stuff?
I saw multiple sins being caught last night at the Post Malone show. It was no holds barred in there. There was chicks using the guy's bathroom. That was making a lot of guys uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
Oh, of course, man.
What is this?
Of course.
Oh, like the cowboys. They're not used to seeing some ladies.
I'm pretty sure a guy behind me, because it was just, the women's line was just, you know, as it goes, insanely long.
This is where porta potties are important. Just get a bunch of them and just line them up.
But there was girls that were cutting in line and just doing the whole, do you mind if I, can I use your
No, listen, cut. Just I mean, say no. Fellas, it's time to grow a backbone, okay? It's okay to say no to these ladies sometime.
Well, a guy in line even, like we were talking about it, and he's like, well, what are you even going to say? I was like, piss yourself yeah. Right here.
Nah, I'm sorry. I've been waiting, man. I'll be waiting. I'll be quick. You know, I'll be quick. Don't worry.
Got to use the urinal, though.
But no, you're not going to cut me. You're not, because I have to pee just as bad as you. So.
Can I please?
No, I don't care nothing about that.
Can I get you? Is that okay?
No, I don't care nothing about that face. No, thank you.
There's, yeah, women using men's bathroom, throw up in the sink. There are sins being caught all over the place.
It sounds like a good time, low key.
It was. I had a little bit of a little chocolate beforehand.
Yeah.
A little THC feeling
groovy.
Yeah, man. It was great.
Sounds like a Beavers football game.
Oh, man. That's exactly what it sounds like.
People,
man,
throwing up in sinks?
Yeah.
God.
Let's go. Usually, they're just peeing in the concourse. That's the videos I've seen there.
Well, that's a Husky fan, so.
Oh, that was that a Husky fan at an Oregon State game?
I do believe it was not a Beaver fan, but, I mean, God, when Rashad and I went to the UNLV game, I literally had two
people just pissing everywhere.
Yeah. No, two fell on me because they were so drunk.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, they were feeling real good in Corvallis that night.
Hey, man, go Beavs. Did they win that game?
They did not win that game.
They came back close. We left, and then they almost came back.
Run, Reb, run, baby.
Sorry for that. Actually, we're not. You know, we're gonna have another great season this year.
Well, it seems like we got some team pride today. I met all my Cowboys fans. Another dude I met had the Cowboys star on his elbow.
Yikes!
On the elbow, going.
That's a painful tattoo.
I'm like, hell yeah, brother.
See, I want the Mariners compass, but not like the S. If I got the logo that everybody knows.
Just a giant one right in the middle of your chest.
Just on my nipples,
right in your sternum. Yeah, that's what I was telling Melody. I was like, can I get the
both? Yeah.
I was like, can I get the Cowboys stars, just one on each nip?
That actually, you know what?
I'm sure lady would love that.
I would understand that more than just a giant star. I really would.
Yeah, tattoo your belly button.
But Cowboys star right over, or the kneecaps.
Yeah. See, then you look a little mentally ill, I think.
No, man. Cowboys fans are already mentally ill. We don't need a tattoo to show that. But yeah, Rashad's got that UNLV pride.
Go Rebs.
Running Rebels.
I think it's about time we show our Blazers pride, baby. In the week that they had. No?
All right. I mean, I'm still getting still adjusting, but I'm getting warmer.
Yeah, let's just try and show our Blazers pride, shall we? Let's get excited for the last or for the next couple of segments over the couple moves that have been made. Because Rashad, I don't know about you, but I definitely my mind's shifting a little bit here as far as being a Blazer fan. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's shifting. Let's get into a couple of the moves that were made this week. The draft pick of Young Hansen, the trade of Anfernee Simons for Drew Holiday. We probably got a whole loaded first hour of Blazers stuff. We'll get into some of the NBA draft as Rashad shakes his head in disgust with his face in his hand.
It's not disgust. We'll talk.
It definitely looked like
it's
disgust.
It's not disgust. We'll talk, though.
But we get to that next. Blazers, you have your newest star, perhaps. He's already a star to me. We get to Young Hansen, the new rookie Portland Trailblazer, next here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Blazers had the number 11 pick in the NBA draft. It gets to about pick 9 or 10. It's when the news comes out that says, hey, we're going to trade down and we're going to get an extra first round pick out of it, too. I believe, what was it, a 2029 Orlando Magic unprotected first round pick or something like that. But it came from Memphis. That was probably part of the Desmond Bane trade, is my guess. And they select with number 16 pick, center out of China, Yang Hansen. Which my immediate reaction was probably like a lot of people. Who? What? Is this a joke? He's coming out of... okay, he's a real person. He's coming out of the stands. There he is. Oh, he's a Chinese dude. Oh, he's 7'2". He's giant. Oh, someone in somewhere called him the Chinese Jokic.
Best in the world.
It's like, what? I thought I was being punked. I thought I was being tricked. And my son, he was looking at me as I was like, when the draft went down, he's like, what's wrong? Is this okay? And I was like, dude, I was like, I haven't ever heard of this guy. But we have heard of him now, and we're going to know of him a lot more over the next few years because he is the newest Portland Trailblazer. Initial thoughts, Rashad, on this draft move?
WTF Portland.
Hey, that's the page. That's the page that you were just
the
on.
The page that saved me are also the letters that plague me right now.
I think
now
there was a post of your ID, and then the post the day before was the announcement of the Blazers draft pick.
Like, come on, man. Like, listen, okay. I was just telling Joe this, and as a Blazer fan at this point, I think a lot of us are just looking for transparency. We've been kind of under this thought that we're gonna be active and we're gonna be aggressive in what we do, and we're gonna give this for Dame, or we're gonna try to replace Dame with this, and we're gonna try to move in this direction, and it's not a rebuild. It's all these little things that we've heard, and we've really yet to see the fruits of that labor at this point. For me as a fan, and I was just telling Joe this during the break, and I know it'll probably never happen, but I think this fan base deserves it. I think there are a couple fan bases in the NBA that are really, really struggling to find their footing. And at this point, man, I don't want to be sold any more dreams. Tell me something real. If Joe Cronin had came out and just said, before the draft, we know what we want. If that person is there, that's what we're going to take. But we've been scouting this person for a couple of seasons. We're confident that this is going to be something to help this franchise. Cool. That's all you have to say. You don't have to tell me anything else. If that person is on the board at the time it's time for us to pick, we will take them because we're confident in what they can do, and we're confident what they'd be able to do with this team. That's all I need to know. Instead of the night before the draft or the night of the draft, nobody was pumped about the 11th pick in the first place. And then you trade down to the 16th pick for a 2028 draft pick. Okay, and then that draft pick that you take wasn't even invited to sit in the crowd in the initial night. He was in the stands with the fans and his family. He didn't even know he was going to be drafted that day.
He came down like Sting from the rafters.
Man,
pretty crazy. That's a very scene. Good. Yeah, has that ever happened before?
I've never seen.
I'm pretty sure Giannis came out of the stands.
Did he?
Wow. Yeah. Forgot that.
I've never seen, but Giannis was.
I mean, don't quote me on that.
Well, Giannis was invited to be there in the first round because he knew
Baby Giannis, yeah. too, baby.
Yeah. I don't think you would be invited by the NBA and not given a table. Like.
That's crazy.
I think those dudes show up because they want to be drafted, hopefully. And maybe people have told them, oh, you could go first round, you know, or even if the second round, whatever. But, yeah.
To be honest,
anyways.
Went 15, so same part of the draft. Usually, they used to invite, like, the first 20, 25 guys, and I think that number has been pared down over the years. But don't quote me on that, but this is Giannis in 2013. This was Young Hansen in 2025. So I don't
know. Yeah, so, I don't anyways. Know. For me, man, I would have, and it'll never happen. That's kind of one of those things I hate about being a fan. Like, we're never going to get an explanation. We're never going to get, like, an apology.
Listen, I understand what you're saying. It would be nice to get that. But what
it's
team...
It's not going to...
I mean, what
no.
team has ever done that?
No, it's never going to happen. And it's never going to happen. But
not even
point,
just the Blazers. I'm talking, like, every team is like, oh, this is what our draft process is.
Because they feel
like
they owe us nothing at the end of the day. They feel like
it's just the draft that there's always... Everybody's always super secretive of it, and they don't want to give a lead to anything about what they might be doing.
And again, you don't have to. That the stuff that I said was I'm not giving away a team. I'm not giving away an age. I'm not even giving away a country. I'm simply saying, like, hey, man, we know who we want. So we're confident if they're there, that's who we're going to take. And we've been scouting this person for a couple years. So I think we're confident in what we're doing. Cool.
But
nothing else.
They've already. So the thing is they've already come out and said this all after the fact, and I don't think you can say it before the fact because that's just gonna add even more pressure that this dude's legit. Like, well, we know who we want, and we're telling you right now if he's there, we're going after him because we've been scouting. Like,
but isn't that because you want to think?
But
as
but
a fan,
also,
like, was you drafting somebody? Don't you want to believe like this dude is legit? We're gonna be good.
Them saying all this already, like after that, like it goes to show how much they love his game and love his talent. That the fact they've been recruiting him for this long, that Joe even saying that it was a reach, but we wanted to make sure we took him when we could, because there could have been other teams. Like, and also after the fact is draft day is that they say that the Nets and possibly the Timberwolves were both, you know, considering using a first round pick, and so the Timberwolves had number 17, and the Blazers didn't want to take the chance of either. Trading back down again or trading for a later pick to, you know, and if your guy is there, you know, use the draft pick. And so I understand that. It does not mean that it's right, and it does not mean that it's not a massive reach for a guy that, yeah, nobody in this area, unless you are an absolute hoops head that is locked in on the draft process and all the recruits and prospects, then, you know, good for you for knowing who Young Hansen was, but... For all of us,
bro, he better be cold.
I'm rooting for him.
He better be cold.
I mean, obviously, I'm rooting for him, but also, he already seems super likable.
Absolutely,
<That's>, he does.
So check it out. So Wednesday happens, and I'm pissed by Friday, and I've seen him a little bit, and of course, people are sending me, you know, YouTube clips of him, you know, working out or of him playing and stuff like that. Like, he's clearly got some skill. A little slow, lumbering, but
I call him the Chinese chocolate.
Is that what you? Is that
that's
what you're
calling? The way he passes it.
Oh yeah, he's definitely. He's got some vision. He's got some court vision.
You guys are falling into it already. Like this, Rashad already pointed it out. This is the most Portland Trail Blazers esque type of pick. The selling hope. It's the future that's coming here with the amazing transcendent talent that we found that nobody else had their eyes on. We were so scared somebody was going to snag him from us. Like that is just the most Portland spin I've ever heard. I'm going conspiracy theory, tinfoil hat, just thinking. That the multiple reports that have come out that agents were steering their clients away from Portland, they didn't want because of the situation with the ownership, with selling, with, yes, this coach getting extended, but Joe Cronin, who wasn't even interviewed for the job, just giving it to him, or it was given to him. There's really no future, like, for sure for any of these guys. So maybe this, just according to my tinfoil hat, was Portland reacting to agents saying, hey, we don't want our guys going to your team because we don't know what the hell's going on there. So we're like, oh, we'll just pluck this international free agent. We'll spin it back a year and a half. We've been after this guy. Like, I am not convinced of this story. I'm just not.
I wish I were convinced. I'm kind of not either. I do like some of what I see from him as far as, like, what I saw in him playing in, like, the combine, stuff like that. I like his footwork for him being that tall. He is a great passer, which is, I think, what draws so much comparison to Jokic. He was defensive player of the year, which means he's at least committed to the defensive end, which I can get behind.
Well, the draft analysis says his defense is not good. So
yeah, I mean, you're 7'2". You can at least learn how to know how to block shots. I don't know if, you know, Klingon's defense is great, yeah, but he's still 7'19 and can block a whole bunch of shots when he's down there. He has great instincts. So I think those are things that can be learned.
Sean Bradley, who was 7'6". Like, yeah. Come on. You can get posterized.
You can. Oh, for sure. 100%. Kobe dunked all over Yao. Like, I mean, so you definitely can get posterized. But there are some things that I did like about what I saw. I just, my first thing was, well, yeah, but it happened in the Chinese League. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I totally understand that this is great. But I think Marbury went over to the Chinese League and averaged like 1,000.
He's getting 80 pieces on him.
Yeah, so I mean, and that's when he could barely average 12 to 13 in the league anymore. So it's just, I feel like you have to take it with a grain of salt. Maybe he turns into Yao. Who knows? Maybe he does turn into baby Jokic and everything. So I guess now we don't have a choice but to be patient. Like, I remember being really pissed off about a number 6 overall pick named Damian Lillard. Because who the F is Damian Lillard? What are you talking about? From where? Weber State in the same conference that Portland State plays in? He's our star now? That worked out pretty well for us, right? So it's happened more often than not where some of these guys come and surprise you from the 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 pick, whatever. So we'll see.
Well, let's take a quick break. We got some audio on the other side of Chauncey Billups and then a quote from Yong, which is gone viral and has endeared him with already many, not just Blazer fans, I think just people in general, his relatability to us and his lifestyle choices. So we'll get to that next here on Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan. But first, Jordan Schultz with a SportsCenter update.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly,
clean.
Well, Roger Goodell, I'll never forget the Mariotto. It's like, dude, come on.
Yeah. Oregon.
Well, yeah, gosh, that's...
I hate that.
It's damn obvious everybody. One guy practices, one doesn't.
So that was the Blazers draft pick being announced, Yong Hansen. Let's listen to a little bit from him, from Joe Cronin and Chauncey Billups, shall we? This is Chauncey Billups saying that he likes Yong's game.
One of the things I love the most is just kind of how he plays the game. His IQ is really, really high. He plays the game the right way. He's a really good teammate, playing for his others to make other guys better. His competitive fire, you know, really competes out there. He loved that about him. You can just tell that he's been taught the right way. So a lot of things as a coach that I have to teach with young guys, I don't have to teach this kid. He's been taught the right way. So I'm really excited about him.
Sounds like stuff out of a book, a manual, to say, man, he works really hard. He makes his layups.
First
he
in,
eats
last
his Cheerios.
Out.
You know, like, come on, man.
Well, what do you
get it.
What do you think they're going to say? Yeah, we're kind of questioning this pick ourselves. Well, in fact, how about Joe Cronin addressing the thoughts that the Blazers reached for this pick, Rashad?
Yeah, the goal was to get as far back as possible. You know, we didn't want to overdraft if we didn't have to. We weren't much more comfortable beyond 16 than that. So for us, it was too important to get him. We decided to do what some would call a reach. You know, we decided to take that swing and overdraft technically a player that we just really valued. It shows what we thought of him.
Will he be definitely with the club next year, or is it possible that he stays in China for a year?
The plan is to bring him over here next year.
Well, there you go. And I don't know if we have the clip somewhere of Chauncey saying that he doesn't see this as a prospect situation, and that if they put him in a game now, you know, they could see him performing. And,
well,
you know, like, it's not one of those like, yeah, he's not going to play at first. You know, we'll put him in a little bit. It's like they expect big things for him. They're hyped about this pick, dude.
No, and he's not. He's a prospect, but he's not really a rookie. Like, he's been playing professionally.
Oh, he's
not
in this league,
but he's a. Oh, don't get me wrong. He's a rookie over here, but you know, Luka was also a rookie coming from, you know, a crazy league, and I'm not in any way comparing him to Luka. But I'm saying,
you know,
like,
I'll take it. Chinese Luka and
let's do
Chinese
it.
Jokic.
I mean, Jokic. I mean,
this is just.
No, but I'm saying, when you
Jordan,
play.
I'm when not you, serious.
When you play
I know these, you guys aren't, but people online
when you play
are.
In these other, when
they
you play
really
in these other
are.
Leagues and you're playing against adults, you're playing against grown ass men. Like, it is different, you know? So he wasn't playing in college like a lot of people. So there's not that whole, like, learning how to be professional. Learning how to be an NBA professional, for sure. But he's at least been playing with grown ups. So that part, I don't know if that learning curve is going to be as tough for him. That's just me.
Do you want to hear about what he likes to do off the court?
Let's hear it.
Sometimes I sleep. All time sleep. And I like play PS5. And I like eat.
That's,
I,
that's
he's
awesome.
Like a lot of us.
Yeah.
I love it. He's adorable. I just want to put him in my pocket and take him home with me. Little Yong.
You're a big ass pocket.
7 foot
for that.
Too young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just adorable.
He seems like a cool kid. And I think, you know,
he reminds me, that whole quote too reminds me of those like shirts that you see at Target in like the kids section, like eat. Game, sleep,
repeat. Yep, yeah, that's pretty much.
Don't,
you know,
bother me. I'm gaming.
What it is, and so I mean, and I appreciate, you know, anybody that can show a little bit of their personality. It's got to be really hard coming from a whole different country. Like, it's hard enough to be a rookie and adjusting to the NBA life, but you're coming from a whole different country, probably without your family, you know, for the most part, and you're coming to a place like Portland.
But he's got
which
a new,
is very, very strange.
But he's
in itself.
Got a new family, the Yang Gang, baby.
Hey, I'll take it, man. We'll take care of this young man here. Mom's, dad, and out there, don't worry about it. We got him.
Now, honestly, so my feeling on the whole Blazers situation and everything that's going on is I'm starting to get, they're starting to drift into my Cowboys fandom territory here, where it's just like, you know what? I'm broken inside. I'm dead inside. I have no hope. I have nothing to look forward to. Nothing is ever going to change. So just give me something funny. Comedy, give me vibes, give me entertainment, you know, And so the idea of them having now a 7'2 dude from China that no one had even heard of, that apparently is akin to the Chinese Jokic, and the type of game that he had. I mean, it's on video. The type of game that he has is, you know, if he has the ball in the paint, he can back down and make a move, or he can dish it out. I think his game compared to what you're getting in Klingon's, they're two completely different skill sets. Both, you know, big, and so they can block shots, but I would say the offensive playmaking ability and scoring ability, it looks like on video that Yong is a little bit better at that than Klingon. So it's like, all right, not winning a championship, not winning a championship anytime soon. Sure, why not? F it. Take this Chinese dude that nobody has ever heard of, and if he can ball out, great. If not, I didn't expect it to happen anyways.
No,
it's one of those.
That's fair.
It's very much just like hope for the best, but expect the worst kind of situations, which is sad to say about, you know, this team, but it's just where I'm at, dude. It's like, the last couple of years I've been pissed. I've been wanting them to show that they care about being a championship contending team, not a playoff or a play-in contending team, which they're trying to do this year. Show me that you are trying to build a perennial winner in today's NBA, top 3 seed, 2 seed, one, you know, being one of the best in the West. And it's just clear they're not doing that right now. It's not going to happen for a while. They're still a million miles away from that. And so at this point, sure. Just give me something interesting. This is definitely something interesting.
Yeah, I think there is some benefit to having a 7'2" center, right? You know, not a lot of centers in the NBA right now are 7 feet, right? Most of these guys are 6'9", you know, 6'10". They're kind of playing out of position and stuff. That's going to be a clear advantage. It's not like when Yao came to the league and you still had a bunch of, not everybody was Shaq, but Vlade was still around, and guys like Chris Webber, you know, were still around, like these bigger bodies that you can throw at them. There's not a whole lot of big bodies in the NBA right now. Like, and you're seeing the benefit of what a 7-foot guy like Donovan Klingon can do for you as far as just changing shots at the rim. Doesn't block every shot, but, you know, when Klingon is down there, it makes you do something crazy, some up and under that you didn't have to do.
You drive and you see him there and then immediately start looking back out and driving out.
Yeah, and so I think there is some benefits to having him. It's a wait-and-see situation. Like, what if we see him play early and he dazzles us and it's like, oh, okay, well, never mind, you know? So we'll see. I guess we just have to wait till October to really, really see what we're getting. But for the most part, I'm kind of a Jordan. This is a very Blazers pick. It's a very Blazers rationale.
100%.
Yeah, very Blazer rationale about
after
why
I got over
they picked them.
Over the initial, like, shock that I had, it was just, I just was laughing basically at that point. I'm
I went from being super excited because I was driving to do trivia on Wednesday. And so I'm listening in the car and I hear the pick and I'm like, what the hell? Are you serious? Like, so Blazer gang, I guess.
Yang gang, Blazers gang. Can I get some Mbop by Hanson as a bump back music? And when it's we come back song. From this break, and let's look at this Blazers roster, especially at the center position, because
we got a lot of them.
Got to figure something out. Went from drafting all guards to all centers, baby. Complete opposite.
We've got a type. We've got a type here.
We sure do. Do that next here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. I also hope to see Young Hanson be good. For the love of God.
Man, this is weird.
This is shaping up to be a weird offseason so far.
Well,
I mean,
they got to figure out the logjam at center, because now you have 5 centers in Yong, Donovan Klingon, DeAndre Ayton, Robert Williams, and Duop Reith.
Duop.
Duop, Duop, boop, boop.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's Robert Williams, I feel like. He is someone that a team that is contending for a championship that doesn't have a lot of money to spend, because his contract isn't that outrageous, right? Am I crazy? Like, his Robert Williams contract is only
like 9 to 13 million. Or something.
I was gonna say
like
it's like 12 mil or something like that. I was looking the other day, and I'm totally spacing on it.
13.2.
There you go. I mean, that is a contract that a team that is contending for a championship can't afford. Like, hey, we don't have a lot of money to spend, but we need an upgrade at center, power forward, Robert Williams. Yeah, he's been injury prone, but You know, maybe he can have a great season for us where he stays healthy and he's be able to propel us into as a championship contender. Totally can see that move in someone trading for him this offseason. Been wanting to do that and add him as a piece. The DeAndre Ayton thing, easier said than done, because that is $34 million that his contract is worth this year. And if someone's like, hey, we're going to trade for that contract because it's 1 year left and it will come off the books next year and we'll have this cap space, Portland's not going to trade him for a 1 year contract of a similar size. Like, there's no point in doing that unless that player is a huge upgrade. And so are you going to take on multiple players from a team so that way they can trade for DeAndre Ayton? And also at that point, what team is wanting to trade for DeAndre Ayton? Which team values him? Like, he is such a question mark as far as what effort and what type of DA you're going to get on a nightly basis that he is a huge risk for a team to take. But if someone wants that contract and wants it coming off the books next year, I could see a middle of the road to lower team in the NBA, some team in the bottom, 10 wanting to acquire that contract. But who that is, I don't know. Again, I don't know why you would want to do that. Again, the only reason I see is you're doing it not because you want the player, you want that contract because of how big it is with 1 year left. So
yeah, I mean, at first I was going to say, man, it made sense for Ayton to go to a more of a competitor, but the truth is,
who
35 and who, and, who? That, and then you start saying who, and that's when it gets tricky because most of the competitors kind of have a guy in the middle that they really don't want to get rid of, right? So if you look at the Clippers, they've got Zubac, so they're probably not interested. Obviously, Memphis isn't interested. Maybe the Kings, we've been hearing a lot of Domantas Sabonis and stuff like that and what that could potentially look like. So, but do the Kings really want to overpay for DeAndre Ayton? Probably not. But considering that the Kings have a couple guys that they, on the perimeter, maybe a guy down low like Ayton could be helpful for them because they can get more shots and Ayton doesn't need as many shots. So I don't know. There's a few teams out there that could be, but for the most part, I think you see that $34 million, $35 million, either way, around $35 million contract. And you that's going to scare a lot of people off.
Well, you got to match up to a certain point of that. I think it's like 10% less than that, then you can match the contracts. But again, I'd have to go and look at a list of all the salaries in the NBA to see what player we would get in return for that would make sense and would be an upgrade. Are you going to just take pieces, multiple players from a single team? But again, who's going to want to give up multiple players or assets to take on DeAndre Ayton?
No, I don't know, but what you mentioned,
and again, it's just for a year, so it's to me, it's not like, hey, you're taking him in this contract for 3-4 years, so a team might be more willing to do that. And that's why I think a team that's in that 20 to 30 range is like, hey, we need cap space, we need to offload these players because their contracts are 3 years for $20 million and $14 million respectively. Let's get rid of these guys so that way we can take on the shorter contract. But again, I haven't looked at what team would even be interested in doing that.
Yeah, and at the moment, and we talked about it during the break, we don't have a draft pick for next year.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what you need. No, we talk about
no
all the
first
time.
Rounder,
we have no first rounder, excuse me. But that's what we talk about all the time is if this team is going to get better, it's going to happen through the draft. And that's hard to do when you don't have an opportunity to draft in the first round. So look for Ayton to be traded for some picks. Here's what we do know. There is going to be change. We can't have a roster with 5 centers. We can't have a roster with 4 point guards, and you already got rid of one of them. So we know that there is going to be change. There more than likely will be change before we get to the season because I don't know if you can roll out there with 5 centers. I don't know if you want to roll out there with no scoring because, let's be honest, you let go of Anthony Simons, who is your best offensive weapon, and now you have to hope and pray that everything we've been saying about Shaden is true. You've gone all in on Shaden and Scoot, and you said this is the direction that you're going. You're hoping that Drew Holiday doesn't decide to leave or decides to stay or whatever the case is. But what does that do for Shaden and for Scoot and his minutes at this point? So there's a lot to be worked out as a Blazer. This is why having an owner is important. You have to get somebody in here to make great decisions. I don't know if that's going to happen before the season starts, but it's a weird time to be a Blazer fan. I'll be honest. I'm very, very. I heard this Pittsburgh Steelers fan talking earlier before the show started about how they're boycotting the Steelers and they put all their Steelers stuff in a box, checkbook, pocketbook, all that stuff, and they're not going to use it. That's how I'm feeling about the Blazers. I might put all my stuff away and just wait till they figure it out.
Really quickly, one, I'm not going to say huge solution, but at least out of the five, they can jettison one very quickly. Duop Reith, July 1st is actually a deadline for him to have guaranteed money on the books or not. So they got, what, 2-3 days? And I would assume at least two. Well, I don't know, clear up a little bit of space. It's an easy, you know, just get rid of this. It's only $2.2 million, but it's also a body less at center that you have to deal with.
So yeah.
Duop Reith's probably gone.
Well, and I want to say that they gave him a 3-year deal, Scoot's rookie year, which I think was also his rookie year.
Exactly. And this, once again, it's not guaranteed. So,
yeah. Man, I'm seeing a lot of Laker fans on Twitter that want the Lakers to trade for DeAndre Ayton.
I can see that.
Go for it,
I
baby.
Can see that. Who would you want from the Lakers that would be... That would be worth it. Is Rui Hachimura still there?
Yeah, they wouldn't give Rui up, though.
But
they might. I don't know how sold they
connect.
Are on Rui.
Give me connect. Seriously, at this point, I'm kind of with Joe. Like, you know what? If they're going to take a shot at Yang, give me connect and see if that fits in. I think he's...
I mean, they already expressed that they'd be willing to trade him.
There you go.
That didn't go through.
So. I don't think Danny would...
For Ayton, I think...
Give me Bronny.
We can get a couple things for... You know, they're not going to let that happen.
Right out of town.
Yeah, they ain't going
to
let that happen.
You're trying to trigger me, Joe.
Come on, baby.
Especially now that Bron opted in today.
Let's unleash him.
Yeah, Bronny's not going no place.
If you're going to keep Denny at the four, then, I mean, Kinect can come in and right after the, you know, right off the bench for Kamar at the three. Like, maybe get a little bit of minutes at the two, but, like, I see it working.
I don't know. Give me Jared Vanderbilt, too.
I'll take that long four.
Give me Jared Vanderbilt. Give me Dalton Kinect and Bronny. I don't know.
Bronny would be great for sales.
And do they have do the Lakers have a first round pick next year? Because.
All right, take that too.
Yeah, can we have one of those?
That is not for DeAndre Ayton on an expiring deal.
No, that would not. No,
maybe two
of
those.
You know, honestly, at this point, I have no idea what people are going for anymore. We've seen the most lopsided trade deals.
Oh, yeah, I said this. What was it? The Desmond Bane trade a couple weeks ago. I was like, it makes no sense.
DeAndre Ayton's probably going to go for 6 firsts. Like, we have no idea what guys are going to be worth at this point. Like, so we'll see. Especially if you're desperate, like the Lakers. I think whoever we trade them to has to be desperate.
Yeah, and the Lakers, of all the contending quote-unquote teams, they kind of seem like the most desperate. You know, seemingly they've been in desperation mode the last couple of years because they're trying to take advantage of this LeBron James window. So what we'll do in the next hour is we're going to take a look at this Drew Holiday, Anthony Simons trade. We have yet to react to it on this very show because I want to say it happened a day or two after. Oh, it happened Monday night.
Yeah,
Monday night. So it's been almost a week since. But we want to talk about that. The rest of the NBA landscape as far as draft picks and trades and possible trades to happen and people going different places. There's a lot of movement. It's that time of year in the NBA. So we're going to do hour number two talking about that as well as the Drew Holiday, Anthony Simons trade. Get to that next here, Sports Sunday, hour number two, 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.